Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
All right, hello. This is Brent Bell, head of school at Darlington, and welcome to Conversations by the Lakeside on the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'm excited to be joined by the Evans sisters, Lindsay Evans Willis, class of 2012, Kara Evans Leonard, class of 2016. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, excited.
Yeah, we're excited to talk about you all's Darlington experience, what you're up to these days, and a little bit later in the podcast, we're going to touch on your experience at an upcoming event for this year, Leadership Darlington, which is one of the signature programs for our alumni. But Lindsay, why don't you get us started, since you're the older sister. Tell us a little bit about when you came to Darlington and your Darlington experience.
All right. Well, I came to Darlington in probably 98. I'm a Dar baby. I came pre-K through 12th grade. So I always tell people it's the only experience I know, which I am so thankful for. I love the school and love everything about it and everything that it gave me. So went through 12th grade and then graduated, went to University of Georgia, go Dogs. I then went to pharmacy school and graduated from pharmacy school in 2018. Went and worked at Walgreens for a few years in Chattanooga, then moved to Atlanta and worked at a 340B pharmacy. And I just recently took a job with Atrium Health Specialty Pharmacy. So I have made my rounds and I'm back in Rome.
Okay, excellent.
Happy to have you back.
You better be.
Reunited.
Neighbors.
Excellent.
Kind of neighbors now.
Okay, great. Kara, what about you?
So Kara Leonard graduated in 2016, like Mr. Bell said. I was also a Dar baby, so I guess I would have been starting at Darlington in 2002 in Smith Smarty's pre-K class. Then went all 12 years at Darlington, then also attended the University of Georgia, where I graduated with a risk management insurance degree, and I sold commercial insurance for Gallagher for 5 years.
Excellent. Well, great. Well, so tell us a little bit about, or tell our listeners a little bit about maybe some memories from the Thornwood campus, right? Because you guys went to lower school at on the Thornwood campus, of course, which is now owned by Shorter University. But what are your memories of the lower school?
I was actually having a conversation with my cousin Tommy the other day about the lower school. We were arguing about which playground was bigger, the purple playground or the small playground where the pre-K classes were. I'll never forget when we got that purple playground. Everyone was so excited. But definitely so many memories on that campus and love it. Every time I pass by, I just think about how much fun we had over there.
Yeah, and it was cool. So Kara and I never were in high school together, and then because we're 4 years apart. So we were able to see each other in lower school and get little waves as we're walking around, you know, the campus. And I always remember the purple playground and then how beautiful the house, the Thornwood house is. They used to do like the fall festival in there and would do like the haunted house, which I'm a scaredy cat, so I didn't really frequent it. But I remember that. And then running on the track, they... I guess it was in Menlo where they would do the cross-country race, yeah. And you would, like, race your classmates, and top, like, five got to go to Menlo to race. So right. I remember doing that in the field trips and field days there.
Yeah. Some of my best days at the lower school, too, when we got to go into the Thornwood House and up to the attic. I don't know if you remember those stories, but you could see where the soldiers had left marks and...
And I just had incredible... Which I had incredible teachers all the way through Darlington, but... I mean, Miss Somerville, Miss Starnes, Miss Brewster, Miss Dixie. There's so many great ones, and I have wonderful memories with all of them. And a lot of my best friends to this day went to lower school here, too. Mm-hmm. So get to keep that friendship going, which Darlington gave me.
Yeah. And so you guys obviously went through Thornwood. You came over to this campus on Cave Spring Road. What were you guys involved in, like as upper school students? What do you remember as kind of how you spent your time besides maybe just classes and stuff? And then we'll talk about some upper school teachers too.
Yeah, I was pretty heavily involved in sports. I ran cross country, played basketball, and ran track.
Yeah, I was also involved in sports. That's just what we love to do. I mean, mm-hmm. that was our happy place. We had so many good coaches. But I played softball, basketball, and then soccer. And I was also involved with Mr. Cesaro over the Student Life Program. I was actually the was it president for a year of that? So I don't know if y'all still do that, but.
Mm-hmm. Student activities.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And then with Miss Fleming, what was that? Where you would tour students when they would come. Blanking on.
Mission ambassadors, maybe?
Yeah.
Or Tiger experts?
Yeah, Tiger expert. That's what, yeah.
And then I also was involved with FCA a lot in the high school.
Yep. Great.
Yeah.
So you guys listed off playing a sport every season. Like that's common. Everybody does that. Actually, it's quite rare to participate in three seasons, just back to back to back. I'm curious, how did you manage that? Do you remember the positives and the challenges of that? And what were some of your favorite memories and favorite experiences in athletics here?
I will give my dad a lot of credit for that because he just would always tell us that Darlington wasn't a huge school with a bunch of students, definitely not a lot of student athletes. So he really pushed us to, always have to do something after school. We really didn't have many days in between sports, but definitely a lot of late night studying. Lindsay would have stayed up a little bit longer than me, but it was time to go to bed around 11, but definitely long nights and studying in the car on the way home. And I think that set us up for so much success in life just because, it was a lot of adversity and having to time manage and
I definitely took advantage of study halls when that class period that you kind of got to just hang out in the library, which some people do hang out, but I was in the corner trying to get all my homework done.
You weren't playing foosball?
No, I haven't played foosball. So challenge would be overlapping just because the coaches want you to themselves, and I know with cross country, it would run into basketball, which was probably my main sport. Mm-hmm. And so basketball wants you at practice, and cross country, you're training for state. But I will say that even though coaches were pulling you in both directions, they did work really well together. Mm-hmm. And I credit Darlington for that, for having good relationships with all the coaches and teachers, figuring that out.
I think we would be remiss not to also, our claim to fame is that we both hold the three-point record. We actually shared that with 10 three-pointers in a game. So Dad always says that's our fun fact.
Yeah, and then your son set the record this year too, right?
Career record, yeah, for the boys. Yeah. I don't know what the girls' career record is. One of you might hold that.
Lindsay might hold it.
No.
Or Anna Claire might.
Yeah. I meant to look after I saw that your son
had it. Was. Yeah, that was, so 10 three-pointers in a game, that's a lot of three-pointers. We're in state basketball playoff time of year. Any memories from you all's basketball journey? I know you guys are both considered very, very good players here, had great careers as Darlington basketball players. Still talked about. I saw Coach Hembry last night, actually, and at another event, but any basketball memories besides the 10 three-pointers that you guys think about this time of year?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like all of my memories are basketball, but I mean, obviously I have plenty more, but God, I just love all of it. So my sophomore year, everybody on the team quit except for me. I was the only player that continued to play going into my sophomore year. So I had to recruit 9 freshmen. And that was our team my sophomore year. 1 sophomore and 9 freshmen. And I really just credit those girls for trusting me and believing in our team. And we really worked hard. We weren't the most athletic. We definitely weren't the biggest. We weren't the fastest. But God, the 10 of us, we worked and worked all summer long. We worked during the season, off season, and I think we really built a strong foundation for my junior and senior year, and then going into Kara and her classes. But yeah, I think that the Coach Embry and Cush and Coach McConnell, and then best memory though would probably be winning region my junior year.
Mm-hmm. So I give you a lot of credit because you created a dynasty for me, my our cousin Maggie Beth, and cousin Anna Claire to really have dominant teams. I mean, I'm a three-time Christmas tournament champion, which and just great teams that some of the best memories from high school for sure to this day. Then we actually went on to the University of Georgia and got to play together because we didn't get to play together in high school. And we had a team of a lot of Dar girls, and we won the intramural championship there, actually, in the Stegman Coliseum.
We did.
There you go.
And I have to give credit to Kara, too. I in at her rehearsal dinner, I said that she was the best water girl this country has ever seen. So we grew up being best friends, and we've always been best friends. And so I convinced her to be the water girl, which she took very serious.
I don't know if you convinced me or bad made me.
Well, I think the first year you probably were made, and then she really, truly was great. And I might be a little serious. Biased because she gave me water first every single time.
Right,
yeah. But
OT would be about to pass out, needed water, and I would not care. I would give Lindsay first, her water first every single time.
Yeah. My senior year, though, she wanted to quit on me, and I said, you're not quitting on me my senior year.
Yeah, so I was 15 years old about to start driving in the water. I was too old to be the water girl.
But those are good memories, too.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
absolutely.
Having her on
sure.
the bench, and of course, after big win, she was the first person I wanted to go hug and pick up and... Because, you know, we see how much each other put into it. We knew how hard each other worked, how, not even on the court, but afterwards watching film in our bedrooms. And no one really knows what you put into it except for your family.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's great. Talk about a little bit about your teachers, some of your favorite teachers and classes that you took, anything that really connected with, you know, kind of what you decided to study at Georgia, or you know, kind of your kind of transition
you have
from
a better story. You have a better story about this than me.
To your future.
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, I loved all of my teachers here. I'm definitely more of a science oriented person and math. So I actually talked about Miss Dodd in my pharmacy school interview. And anytime people ask me why I went into pharmacy, I give her a lot of the credit. Just one of the best teachers. She truly cared about her students. Made me love chemistry. I didn't even know someone could love chemistry, but she was passionate about it and made me passionate about it. And she kind of said, if you're passionate about chemistry, pharmacy is a good course for you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And that's Julia Dodd for some of our listeners who maybe are not as familiar with teachers that have retired in the past decade or so. But yeah, great chemistry teacher here and a stalwart on the faculty for sure. So.
Yeah. I'll say my favorite teacher and just someone that I was really close with and just she had the kindest heart was Chrissy Atkins. Mm-hmm. I had her for 2 years, actually, for, I think, geometry honors and maybe algebra 2 honors. I'm not sure about that, but just to talk about someone who cared about her students. I mean, she is probably one of the nicest human beings I've ever met, too. So I would say Miss Atkins.
Yeah, excellent. Great. What about, we started asking our seniors this question in their senior meetings, and I'm curious what you guys would say. What about students who were older than you, who you think back on, who really made a positive impact on your experience here? And obviously, Kara's got a big advantage here to say her sister.
Pretty easy answer for me.
But yeah, I'd be curious. Lindsay, any students that you think about that were older than you that really helped impact your experience here?
While you're thinking about it, I do. Okay. I will say Lindsay, obviously. But also T, who now works here.
T Everhart.
Yep, she is like a sister to us. She came on over to Darlington in, was it 8th grade or 9th grade? And we spent a lot of summers together and days together with blood, sweat, and tears, all three of us. So I would say T as well. Okay. And talk about someone who also has one of the biggest hearts in the world.
Yeah.
Very, very thankful for her.
Yeah, but she's more than just a peer. She really is like a sister to us. So yeah, I think you have to think of someone else too.
I'm not thinking of anyone else. No. You gotta think of someone older than you.
Well, we're blessed. I think between both sides of our family, we've got 9 cousins on one side and 8 on the other, and I think I think maybe 14 went to Darlington. Mm-hmm. So obviously, I have older cousins that were 2 years older than me. Evan Smallwood and then Allie Evans. So they were always nice to have a familiar face.
What about besides the Van Ness Arena, what other favorite spots do you all have on campus? Any favorite places that you remember hanging out? Or
unlike Lindsay, I did spend a lot of time in the, I don't know what I call it now. It's not the library, but it used to be the Grau.
Yep.
And I spent a lot of time in there instead of the library, unfortunately. But a lot of memories just playing foosball in there with my friends and pool. There's a pool table for a little bit. I don't know if it's still in there, but I would say the Grau.
Yeah.
And also Mr. Z was in there and always loved seeing him. So
anywhere that you get a beautiful view of the lake. I mean, how can you, it's hard to believe this is a high school campus, honestly. It's just everywhere's beautiful. But the Cove and the cafeteria. We hung out in the cafeteria a lot when I was here.
We both got married at the chapel, so obviously that's the chapel's
gorgeous.
Spot that means
and
a lot.
Then, what's the front lawn? Is there a name for it? Or just the lawn where you graduate on?
Yeah, chapel lawn.
Chapel lawn. I mean, it's gorgeous. And
it's hard to even pick one, just because if you come on this campus and you don't think of just it being beautiful, then you don't really appreciate it.
Both of our college friends that came for our weddings, we both had several people that said, "You mean you went to high school here?"
It's like a small college.
They're like in Rome, Georgia. Yes.
That's right. So awesome. So fairly recently, you guys both participated in Leadership Darlington. So tell us a little bit about why you decided to participate in Leadership Darlington, and let's talk a little bit about your Leadership Darlington experience and why you'd recommend that for other alums of the school.
I actually don't mind starting. So obviously, we have a lot of family ties to the school.
Yeah.
And I would argue that my dad loves this place more than anyone in the world. So he kind of pushed us to do Leadership Darlington, which we were both super thankful for and definitely thankful to do it together. You do learn a lot about the ins and outs of the school that, I mean, we spent 12 years here and you just learn so much. And I appreciate the experience and getting to know people in our class. And
just an incredible experience. And I, like you said, you see places of the school that you haven't really ever seen, and then getting to meet people. Like, there were people that graduated with my dad, it was just cool to see the different decades with people that still have ties to the school, still love the school and passionate about it, and really you just see everyone that wants to see the school succeed and be successful. And I know Kara and I are definitely two of those people that we want to see it be as successful as it can be.
Dad always would tell us growing up that you need to give back to places that have really shaped who you are, and I think we would both say that nowhere has shaped us like Darlington School did or has.
Our grandfather, he also he didn't go to Darlington, but he was passionate about it, and he said, always told all the grandkids that the greatest gift he could give us was an education. And you get to think about that, really is so true, because your education can take you lengths that not having an education would not be able to go. We're thankful to him too, and our dad for letting us see how awesome this place is, really.
I do think both of us do appreciate the sacrifices that our family made too to send us here.
Yeah.
I'm just very thankful.
What did you learn at Leadership Darlington that surprised you?
I'm excited about the new building. Yeah. I had no idea the plans of that, so that was really cool. I'm excited to see that get underway and get started.
Yeah,
I agree. That's the gold shiny answer. But definitely, that's being in Rome and so involved in school, I really didn't realize how incredible that building is going to be. And kids are going to be very blessed for years over that. So.
Yeah. The your facilities is a big part of life on campus that you sometimes can take for granted. I mean, obviously not on the surface, for sure, you know, I've got to have classrooms and got to have places to be, but just realizing that there's always, you know, modernization and renovation, restoration, and new construction that's a part of continuing to make the place what we want for our students today and into the future. So we're excited about that as well. So, all right. Well, you guys promised to share some book recommendations as we finish up the podcast today. So I'm going to ask for a favorite book or a book you'd recommend, and then maybe a TV show, movie, or something you're streaming as we sort of start to finish off. And then for our folks that are out of town and coming into Rome, maybe a favorite restaurant in Rome. So, okay. Book, movie, TV show, restaurant. What do you think, Lindsay?
I'm fascinated with the Roaring Twenties, so I'm going to stick with The Great Gatsby.
Okay.
I think that one's a pretty solid book. I actually read it here, I think. But yeah, I've read it again since then. It's a good one. And then TV show on streaming right now.
Sure.
Paradise on
okay.
Hulu.
Yep.
Right. With Sterling Brown. It's pretty good. And then favorite restaurant, probably Aventine, which you probably get a lot.
Okay.
With it being Dr. Seuss week, I will give a shout out to Dr. Seuss for my book, Oh, the Places You Will Go.
That's
I actually
a good
think
one.
We were did you hand them out one day? Or we were at, or someone came and spoke at the chapel one Wednesday, and I think that every single student maybe got The Places You Will Go book. Or it might have been when we graduated from 8th grade. But that's always my go-to. And show, I just finished How to Get Away with Murder, so that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good
Shonda
one.
Shonda Rhimes. And then my favorite restaurant recently has been La Scala.
Okay.
So,
all right. Good recommendations there. Well, excellent. Well, thanks for your time today. It's been a fun conversation. Love catching up with you and hearing about your Darlington experience and what you guys are up to now. And thanks for all that you do for Darlington and your support of the school. And know that we're proud of you and excited about what comes next for the Evans sisters. So,
of course.
Thank
well,
you for having
yeah,
us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining us today. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of Conversations by the Lakeside on the Darlington Podcast. Tune in wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and please subscribe if you haven't already. You can check out today's show notes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast. And don't hesitate to reach out if you've got an idea or a question about a future episode.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.